It's really great to see so many people out here on a day with the weather could be better, but we're all very high-spirited. We're hoping to gain more people along the way as we go, especially the last day.
Walking for one full day and another two-thirds of a day. We're hoping to get to College Park. It's been a great couple of days, and why don't you tell them why we're marching?
We are marching to visually represent the cost of the war, the fact that this war is ongoing, even though the powers that be say that it's over. We are against all wars, and we're marching in solidarity with a number of different issues, including like global refugees and the domestic cost of the war.
One, two, three, four. The cost of war is paid by the poor. Then 5, 6, 7, 8. Fund the people, not the hate.
Park my bike by my house. I'm gonna meet you up in a minute.
Exactly, it was $75 billion that those things.
deficits were, and they estimate that just the cost of the war, just the cost of the war with no occupation, is $100 billion. So they made a decision. They made a direct decision. This is not some abstract connection here. They made a direct decision that they did not want. They did not care about those veterans. They did not care about those elderly. They did not care about the children. They didn't care about the people of the United States. What they cared about more was funding a war against a whole other people for a whole other occupation that none of us here in the United States, except for the wealthy, need. And all they're going to get for is to line their pockets. So,
right. Lining their pockets.